Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Stop, Quickie, stop.
What up, everybody? 10 a.m. Yeah. In the District of Columbia. It's B. Mitch and Finley on a Victory Monday presented by Shaniga Myos. Visit MyosCareers.com to view open positions and apply today. MIOSCareers.com. B. Mitch, through four games, the Washington football team is 2-2.
2-2.
Now, damn if the two wins weren't against two of the worst teams in the NFL and they came in the last minute, but they are 2-2.
Yep.
All I've been saying for months, you just got to tread water till December.
You got to do a little bit more tread. You better start stroking a little bit because the fact that you've beaten two of the worst teams still is a problem. And I think the fact that listen, before people start saying what we're talking about, the coach just talked about it yesterday. That defense seems to be in trouble. And they're going to have to make some hell of a changes and adjustments to move forward. The offense, you know, they put up some points. And then we look at some things yesterday, could have worked totally against us, but still, they won, and I'm cool with that.
I'm going positive to start. Positive vibes early in the morning.
We can go positive how we want, but we're going to talk about it all.
I know.
We're going to talk about it all.
We're going to talk about it all. But I want to talk about Taylor Heinicke, dude. And I want to talk about – I heard EB say this morning on the Junkies.
Mm-hmm.
When they got the ball late in that game, I legitimately – didn't think. I knew that Heinicke would move the ball and give them a chance to win.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was quite concerned that it might all come down to a field goal for the win.
Well, that's if you want to talk positive, let's not talk about field goals yet.
But then, Brian, I wish I was sitting with you because I know how you get watching these games.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I was sitting with any quarterback coach, any football coach. 33 seconds left. Heinicke takes the snap, moves a little left, extends the play.
Mm-hmm.
Rush is coming, moves further left. Moves further left. He's damn near the hash marks.
Mm-hmm.
Throws across his body, off balance, across the field.
But that pass right there is not the one. He set that up.
He did.
He looked at the guy. He looked at McKissick before he started moving again.
And then the McKissick... we got to talk about J.D. McKissick just being a baller.
J.D. McKissick needs to play more. They need to stop trying to make who they want to be. He's a running back. I love Gibson. Gibson is not a running back yet. He's still learning the position.
Yeah,
McKissick hits things like a running back hits it.
I honestly think the setup, the timeshare, whatever you want to call it right now with Gibson and McKissick is kind of working. But
I think McKissick is a much better runner at this point. And he's already a better pass receiver as a running back out the backfield. He's a better runner. He sets things up and hits it more fluently than Gibson does.
So,
and this is just Gibson being not mature at the position just yet.
Totally. I want inside the mind of Brian Mitchell, McKissick catches that ball. He's got one man to beat. I think it was a linebacker. Maybe it was a safety.
It was a linebacker. The best cover linebacker on the team. And he said, so when he gave him the stutter, once he got the first down, I was like, cool. But my thing was like you. I was like, get a touchdown some kind of way. Because I didn't want to see your boy on the field. I'm serious. I did not want to see him on the damn field. Those two, say what you wish. You don't miss two damn extra points in one game.
Totally.
That's pathetic. But when Gibson went up, we both going touchdown, me and Tanner, because supposedly the line goes around the world, and he crossed the damn line. So we just felt it was a touchdown, but I think that play right there, I watched Taylor look at him and McKissick begin to move out more and Taylor move more left. That held that linebacker. And then he was able to get the ball over there to him. I think he knew he was going to him after he figured everybody else was gone. Because to throw that football to anybody else, you have to basically stop
right
and zip it down the field. That one, you can arm strength and get the ball right back over there. That wasn't as tough as a call, as a pass, as you would think.
I get that. I'm just saying there's a lot of I talked with one player as they were leaving the field last night, and he's like, oh, yeah. Every coach in the world will tell you to do the exact opposite, but when it works, it works.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what we've got here with Heinicke. We've stumbled into something. I don't know that he's the quarterback of the future. I'm not saying anything crazy,
mm-hmm.
but he's got something to him, man.
He's a guy who's going to take this risk and chances. And I think the reason that he's been an underdog most of his life, he's going to always be that guy. You can't take that away from him. The ball to Terry was luck all day.
The second touchdown?
That was total luck.
Now, because McLaurin told me that they practice that scramble drill every Thursday.
That ball was luck. Okay? Say what you wish. The defender, all he had to do is just turn around. What? You saw the defender finna push Terry, and then he puts his hands up like, oh.
Like
just,
what?
Just turn around.
What was he like?
Oh, no. I can't touch him. But listen. I would say when they're in a meeting, Scott's going to probably say, don't do that too many more times.
Sure.
Because you throw that ball up that high, that soft, in the middle of a football field. Listen, let's not. Going into the game, what was the thought process? That they should roll this football team because Atlanta, I think most of the word people use the word suck. That's what people were saying.
Yeah.
So when you get and you come out of the game, look, you take it. Listen, the dude was resilient, and I think yesterday he did show me something. And I started to say, okay, I see what people see a little in him now. But I'm not going to just sit back and look at some of them passes. Because just like in the previous game, where we say it could have been 3 or 4 interceptions, it could have been a couple more yesterday too.
Sure.
But ultimately, they got the win. That's what you care about. You get them any kind of way you can get them. But they got to do some corrections on the other side of that damn ball, though.
The defensive issues.
It's kind of hard not to even mention that those things.
No.
You know, but we're going to be happy today, tried our best to be, but we have to bring you the full gamut of this whole thing.
The defensive issue, I mean, for Ron, listen, I was there. I was watching these guys walk off the field, walking from the field into the locker room. By and large, what's usually after a win? It's a pretty jubilant, festive. Yeah, like folks are yelling, laughing, talking.
Running, laughing, slapping each other on the head, the butts or whatever. Yeah, man, we got one. They probably like, whoo, Lord.
It was a feeling of relief far more than it was ecstasy.
Yeah.
It was.
You didn't expect Matt Ryan to come out there and have 4 touchdowns that quick.
No.
You didn't expect that.
Matt Ryan went 25 of 42 for 280 with 4 touchdowns. Cordarrelle Patterson had 3 touchdowns.
Really?
Credit to you.
What I told you.
You pointed him out. You're like, that kid can play. Right.
He can play. He's a problem.
You know, you got me looking during the game. I looked up his college stats. He played 1 season at Tennessee. I think he was at JUCO and then 1 season at Tennessee. Maybe I still have it. I don't know if I still have it up. He had, I believe, 70 touches for over 1,000 yards. I mean, that's just crazy.
That's out there.
Here, I got it here. 71 touches for 1,086 yards in 1 season at Tennessee. And the guy's been in the NFL almost 10 years.
Yeah.
But
he does everything, man. Every damn thing.
I also think defensively, I thought the defensive line performed better yesterday. I thought there were more coordinated rushes. Listen, they held Atlanta to under 100 yards rushing. They got a sack on Ryan. They got fairly consistent pressure. The linebackers, Brian, and the secondary is a major problem.
Listen, man, it's not hard for the defensive line to play better than what they've been playing. We basically went to this game expecting to get 3, 4, 5 sacks. Matt Ryan is a stiff. He doesn't move.
He moved better than I thought, but he's not.
He moved better than you
he's
thought.
He's not Kyler Murray.
Listen, we are still rushing for. We'll occasionally bring that guy off the slot. We'll occasionally bring that linebacker up the middle. It's not a damn blitz, people. I want you to understand that. That's just five. And if you got five offensive linemen blocking, you should be able to block that. And that's what's happening most times. You watched that game last night. You saw, and I'm going to have to say Mac Jones might be the best rookie quarterback in the damn in this draft this year.
I think he is.
They lit him up 6-7. They were bringing all kind of blitzes. That dude slid, delivered, slid, delivered. That's blitzing, what Tampa was doing last night. Bringing one extra guy is not blitzing. No offensive coach sit up there and say, if they got the four down lineman and one other person coming, we need to throw a blitz read. No, they don't care about that blitz read. They're going to block you up and deliver the ball down the field. We keep doing the same thing. Now, this defense, when you go beyond, and Chase stated it and a lot of other players stated that they all have to work as one unit. They're not working as one unit. Right now, I see three different units. Well, four. Because the outside rushers and the inside rushers on the D-line sometimes are not doing the same thing. The linebackers, I don't know what the hell they're doing. The defensive back, Mr. McCain, you can't do the same thing in 2 weeks and sit up here and think we're going to sit up and write something good about you. So you know what? If you keep messing up, they're going to keep writing that S that you do. And if you start doing good, somebody will write the good stuff you do. But don't try to attack the media when you sitting up there biting on stuff. You biting on a ghost. I didn't see no damn body you been on. Leaving up the open field. You're a free safety. Stay deep.
You know what my comparison is to Cordarrelle Patterson running all alone deep? You ever been at a packed bar, like a packed club in college, wherever you are, and then somebody farts? And, like, all of a sudden, there's one dude standing by himself with, like, a 10-foot radius.
Tell us how many times you did that.
A 10-foot radius of space all over
him. How many times did you do that?
Cordarrelle Patterson basically farted so bad that all of the secondary just ran away from him.
You didn't even have to go that far to think about it. You could just say, like Sterling Shepard did in the Giants game.
Sure.
It's the exact same thing.
It's happened every week.
Come on. Didn't it happen in week one as well?
Yeah.
I mean, so let's be real. I don't care what he states, what he feels, okay? There are media people, and there are people that played the game that are in the media. So let's get this straight, young man. I don't give a damn what the call was. All I know, a free safety should not be 10 yards from the line of scrimmage when there's somebody running a post route. Because the corner carried him, and then he looked, and you weren't there. So let's not, when you are wrong, just say, my bad, and keep moving.
Offense, defensively, you're giving up. Yesterday, I'm not a math guy. At one point, the Falcons were converting 70% of their third down.
They did 62.5%.
They finished with 10 of 16.
62.5%.
And I'll say this. The defense got a couple stops late when they had to get them. Although that Hail Mary, Hayden Hurst was open. I don't know why Matt Ryan waited to throw it. Just throw it to the guy. Anyway.
Because they needed a touchdown.
No, I'm saying he was open in the end zone, but Ryan waited for, like, everybody to get down there. He should have just thrown it. But, I mean, this defense is such a problem. The plan, they built this thing, they built it for the defense to be exceptional and the offense to be good enough, and that's how they were going to win games. Mm-hmm. Somehow, through a month, through 4 weeks of games, it's the opposite. The offense is carrying them to wins.
Yeah.
With Taylor Heinicke, in three Taylor Heinicke starts, this team's averaging 28 a game. And the Buffalo game is the only one they didn't score 30. Say what you want about how poorly they played in Buffalo. They scored more points against the Bills than Buffalo's other three opponents combined. Mm-hmm. The Bills have two shutouts in the last 3 weeks. Like, that just doesn't happen. That Bills defense is playing at a pretty elite level.
Mm-hmm.
In the second half yesterday, Brian, Washington's offense had five possessions. They scored on four of them.
Yeah.
I mean, that stuff's pretty impressive. Now, I don't know how long it's all going to last.
The thing about it, see,
now,
listen,
Atlanta's defense is not exactly a home record.
The reason why I sit here and I applaud the win, but I also look at the opponent, because we do the exact same thing to people. When we start talking about other teams, we talk about who they played and who they beat. And I'm going to be the same way when we talk about our team. And I think that that same effort yesterday doesn't work against a better football team. But you're 2-2. You can figure it out. But something has to happen in the next 2 to 3 weeks with this defense if they're going to keep moving forward. Because if the defense keeps playing like they're playing against this the next 8 weeks, it won't be pretty. And in some of these defenses that we're going to be facing are going to be a little better than what Atlanta and the Giants were.
Hell yeah.
But I threw back Basil Hayden last night celebrating the victory just like everybody else was.
Can I tell you one thing that drove me crazy?
What?
So I was scrambling to get home last night. It's way easier if I can get home Sunday night than it is coming home Monday morning and having a hustle in here and showering downstairs and everything else. So I'm like hauling butt. I don't know if I'm allowed to say what I'm hauling. Hauling bass to get to the airport, drop off the rental car. And the Atlanta airport's just such a zoo. You got to take like 4 different trains to get to a plane. Finally get to the terminal. It's Bucks, Pats. It's Brady back in Foxborough. All I want to do is just have a cocktail, watch a little bit of this game before I get on this airplane. The Atlanta airport. It is 9 o'clock on a Sunday. It is jam packed.
Oh yeah.
Everywhere you look, it is packed.
Oh yeah.
This is Atlanta. This isn't.
But that's Atlanta's airport. That's one of the biggest airports you'll find.
It's one of the biggest airports in the world.
Yeah.
This isn't Chattanooga. This isn't the Hagerstown Airport. This is Atlanta, Hartsfield-Jackson International.
Don't tell me the TV wasn't on.
Brian, nothing was open. I couldn't get a cocktail. I couldn't get a bottle of water. I couldn't get a bag of M&Ms. Like, everything was closed.
Mm.
People everywhere. It was so frustrating. And then what the hell is up with Southwest Airlines? Why don't you sell beer anymore?
Most airlines don't sell anything.
Well.
They don't have the service.
They used to sell it.
Yeah, but a lot of them don't have the service. They're being cautious. Man. We flew to what's called. It was so damn quick, though. They didn't serve anything.
Right, but they still give you water. Like, if you're going to give me water or Diet Coke, why can't you just give me an airplane bottle of Tito's?
Should have had you some stuff already. Been done with it.
I thought I would. Well, whatever. It was a really great road trip. Listen, here's what I'll say about the Washington football team. Wins are hard to come by in the NFL.
True that.
Road wins are even harder to come by in the NFL. If you are a fan and you are just excited by the offensive level of play yesterday, okay, enjoy it for a day. It is, it's Victory Monday.
Yeah. Victory Monday means we may get food today, huh?
Oh, yeah. We got to text AD. We got to see what the plan is.
Yeah.
But the other part of this.
Pulling for the Raiders for him tonight.
Raiders would be a big, big win. We got to talk about the defense. Next, though, I want to talk about Terry McLaurin, who is turning into perhaps the best player this organization
has. He's a dude. Right now. We got to go compare him to nobody, no historical stuff yet.
I'm with you.
Pump your brakes.
We're talking about Terry McLaurin next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Landfill, I got to ask, why are you playing this song?
They won.
You
got to celebrate.
It is a Victory Monday on B. Mitch and Finley, presented by Chiniga Mayos. Visit MayosCareers.com to view open positions and apply today. MIOSCareers.com. Check them out. Get a job. I'll be honest. I thought Landfill is known for his, like, you know how in The Grinch That Stole Christmas, they talk about the Grinch's heart was two sizes too small?
Mm-hmm.
Landfill's heart is like three sizes smaller than the Grinch. So I thought Landfill had seen the news from Ian Rappaport.
Is Ben Roethlisberger retiring?
No.
Oh.
This is not funny, all right? Ian Rappaport, the last 2 minutes, this is breaking news, just tweeted out, Washington football team linebacker John Bostic suffered a pec injury yesterday, source said, and he'll have an MRI today. There is a fear that it's a serious one, but the tests will tell the full story.
Think a tear?
I don't think there's a lot you can do to a pec that isn't a tear.
Yeah, that's
right?
The only thing you really could do normally.
So that is...
But then the question I ask, who's the backup?
You'd like to think Jamin Davis can just start playing a lot more.
But Jamin has been playing middle, right?
Holcomb got hurt yesterday also.
So that's a problem.
They got some serious injury stuff coming.
Well, maybe they don't call the dude we talked about last week from used to be with
KJ Wright,
the Patriots.
Oh, Jamie Collins.
Jamie Collins.
They have to call somebody. You better call up Tyrone. I don't know what they're
going to do.
I don't know what they're going to do. Obviously, we will we'll bring the news as it comes.
But like, man, had a lot of injuries yesterday, too.
Dude, a lot of injuries. Now, I spoke with Logan Thomas and I spoke with Brandon Sheriff as they were leaving the field. Both seemed in good spirits. I watched Cam Sims leave. He looked a little more beat up. I didn't get to see Deion Brown.
Logan was a hamstring, right?
Logan was a hamstring. He had it all wrapped up.
You don't know how long that'll take.
Right. Here's the other thing I've learned. Players, you can never trust an injury assessment from a player as they're leaving the field.
Because they normally are well-medicated, man.
Well-medicated, adrenaline, lots of different things. You also can really just not trust players when they tell you about their own injuries. Because they almost always say they're fine. That was one of the rules of Rich Tandler.
That's the way they were taught.
Never believe players when they tell you about their injuries. Obviously, any loss to Sheriff Thomas, Deami Brown, any significant time missed for them is going to be a big deal. The defensive side of the ball, if you lose Bostic to what could be serious time, and if Holcomb's beat up, you're really starting to have some trouble there, I would think. One spot you do not have trouble. Wide receiver one.
Not at all.
Terry McLaurin yesterday goes for 6 catches, 123 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
Very close to what I predicted.
I was going to ask you, so what was your specific prediction? 8 catches?
It was 8 catches for 125, 2 TDs. We do this bold prediction thing, I got chastised on it for doing one before. So I said, my preface was, I don't know how bold of a prediction this is, because this kid is very capable of doing exactly what I'm going to say. And I said, 8 for 125, 2 touchdowns, Terry McLaurin. And he basically got 6 for 123 and 2 touchdowns. He if he got 8, he'd blown it away. But when you watch him play, you listen to him talk, I don't care if you're asking him a question about something negative, he always seems to have the right answer to say.
Absolutely.
On the football field, if the ball is within his – the ball that was thrown low and which coming in, he ended up dropping, and he will always say, well, I got to catch it. I got to do better. That's one of the worst catches to catch. I've thrown it, and I tried to catch it from quarterback. You're coming in full speed. That ball is low. That's a hard catch. But the guy takes blame, takes responsibility, leads by example, works his tail off, and consistently plays well. You got to love him.
I mean, I think Terry McLaurin is the best draft pick for this organization. I know you don't want to get into historical comparisons, and that's fine. I think he is the most dependable, classy, delivering on draft position that this organization has had in years.
We can go in years, but I'll just give you number 28.
Darryl Green.
20 years Hall of Famer. I mean, what I'm saying
But I'm saying, think about the company you're putting him in.
But I mean, I'm just saying we can go, let's go for the last, in the 2000s.
I think.
Because there's multiple people before that. That live up to that.
I'm with you. So in my mind, I'm thinking this through. Kerrigan and Trent both delivered, but they were first round picks. So McLaurin's kind of outproducing them because he's a third round pick. If you think about it that way, I think you could argue McLaurin's outproducing them production wise. Also,
I don't know if you can necessarily say that when you're looking at the way how well Trent played.
Yeah,
how well Kerrigan played. I think.
Kerrigan didn't miss time. Trent missed time while he was here.
What we have to do is learn to forget about the position that you drafted in. Because once you get to the league, you're a pro.
Yeah, but when you're considering the draft pick angle of it,
but still,
you don't think that matters?
No. I mean, let's get it straight. There's some first-rounders that don't play well. There's some third-rounders that never, ever get on the field. Once you hear, then you find out what's the true character and what's that person made of. From the first day we talked to him, we said something was different about him. Remember that?
I remember the first. Now, I had talked to him a little bit during training camp his rookie year, but.
No, it was like right around draft time having a conversation. I'm like, how old is that dude? Because he didn't sound like no 21-year-old, and he wasn't. He was like 23, but he had a maturity about himself. And then every time we talked to him, he said something else that would make, like, I remember when we were at the Super Bowl, and I showed him my ring. He said, I got to get back to work. I'm trying to get one of those. You know, a lot of guys are, oh, yeah, they try to be too damn cool, too cool for school. You know what I mean? But this dude is always focused on improving his game.
I remember week one, his rookie year, they played in Philly against the Eagles, and he had 2 touchdowns. Washington had a big lead. They ended up blowing the lead. Eagles win. And we get McLaurin for postgame, and there's a lot going on. This is a rookie that just caught 2 touchdowns in his first ever game. There are a ton of people trying to get his attention. Some of them are old. Some of them are young. Some of them are men. Some of them are women. There's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
You can imagine the scene in Philly after the first game where this rookie just catches 2 touchdowns. Right, Brian?
Mm-hmm.
He ignores all of it. And just goes over and talks to his parents.
Yeah.
And I was like,
And was upset.
And was mad because he had a drop and they lost.
Yeah.
You remember we had him on postgame.
Exactly.
And the first thing he said is, yeah, I can't have that drop. I got to be better. And I'm like, Terry, you just caught 2 touchdown passes. Like, you did well, man. He's like, yeah, but I'm just really focused on the drop.
I think.
Since meeting him, you can just see the kind of person.
But don't you think when you meet people. If we forget about draft pick, position, we forget about what school you went to, and start looking for that, the way he was. And see, a lot of guys that come along and they do things, you look at them and they're not even listening to the question you're asking them. They got their eyes roaming in the stands and everywhere else. But if you just find that, then you'll find a person who's willing to give, who put the work in.
Terry McLaurin threw four games, seventh in the NFL with 354 receiving yards, three touchdowns, averaging 14.2 yards per catch, 88.5 yards per game.
Mm-hmm.
Just damn impressive. Landfill, who's your favorite player on the Washington football team?
Currently?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably go with Terry McLaurin, but also maybe Daron Payne, because I don't think he's getting enough credit for that genius play at the end of the game by just laying on top of the football for like 20 seconds. He's clearly a soccer fan. That was elite-level CONCACAFing. He, like, legitimately took two plays off the clock just by laying on. I mean, it should have been a penalty. It wasn't. I'm very grateful.
They could throw the flag at any time, but they didn't.
He deserves a lot of credit
for
that.
I like how he laid, and then right when they got ready to pick the ball, he slapped it with the back of his head.
Yeah. He deserves so much credit for that.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're, you know, taking a little bit of zooming out a little bit, it's going to be Terry McLaurin. He's by far the best player on this team.
I was texting with a source that is not he works in the AFC, so it's not somebody close to the organization. And texting last night after the game, and the bulk of the conversation, which we're going to get to, is just about how much trouble Washington's in with defensively. And this person, there were probably like four texts just detailing significant problems. Mm-hmm. And then the last one was 17 is a baller, though.
Yeah.
And I think the two things, so maybe we even do I'm positive. We'll do our positives. Now they could be I'm positive that I've never seen such bad third down defense, because I am positive about that. But the two headlines to me, from a positive standpoint, McLaurin and Heinicke. McLaurin has gigantic brass balls. Taylor Heinicke has gigantic brass balls. Those guys are not scared. They walk around doing the Sam Cassell dance at all times, and they're wildly impressive. Now, McLaurin is just the incredibly physically gifted and speed, precision, route running. Heinicke is the Tasmanian devil with a football in his hand and never quits. I think the offensive line played pretty well yesterday. They went over 120 on the ground. I think Heinicke was sacked once. I think Sam Cosmi's turning into a pretty good player. I'm giving you all sorts of positives. Time to talk to defense now.
Ooh, Lord.
There are lots of problems.
Wee wee.
For 59 minutes, they were losing to the Falcons, and we were about to hit rock bottom. That was what you called it Friday.
Rock
bottom.
Yeah.
Time to talk defense next on The Fan. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Make sure you're following along on social media. Cody's doing a hell of a job with the at B. Mitch and Finley Twitter and Instagram pages. They're growing like crazy, and it's been fun. Fun to watch. Cody's been live tweeting his butt off during Washington games, man. The guy's a machine. Just firing off like, I imagine that's how he swipes right also. Just fires away. So, listen, I just got a tweet from Eddie. And I'm sorry, Eddie. Eddie says, can we not talk about the defense just for one day? Great start to the show.
Eddie,
now I'm going to get all depressed when you bring up the defense.
We got to talk about the whole football team, brother.
Yeah, it's a bummer. And take this how you want. It appears John Bostic, Washington football linebacker, could miss significant time. He's got a pec injury, waiting on an MRI to reveal the severity there. But during the break, B. Mitch had a pop quiz for me that I said, let's wait, let's do it on the air. I may ask the boys in the aquarium for their help here, so I'm ready when you are, B.
All right. I was asking for who are the bottom four when it comes to third down conversions, defensive third down conversions. I say two of them may surprise you.
Well, one of them's Washington, right?
Okay, they are number 32. They were 31 yesterday.
Imagine being dead last in the NFL at third down conversion.
That's where they were as far as offense as well.
I know, which is crazy.
And probably still there based off of what happened yesterday.
Yeah, I think they went 4 of 9 yesterday.
Something, 4 of 10 or something. It wasn't good. But anyway, it was okay compared to what the defense did. So 59.68 is the what the defense is. They're the worst.
They're giving up 60% of third downs.
Yeah, rounded up to the nearest one. Yep, 60.
God, that's so bad.
Number 31 would be, they were 32 yesterday, and they jumped 5 percentage points.
Who are the worst teams in the NFL? The Jets?
Mm-mm. The Jets? That was surprising as I started looking at the Jets. The Jets were number one going into yesterday. The Jets are number three now.
Are the Falcons on there?
No.
The Chiefs?
No.
The Seahawks.
The Chiefs.
Oh, the Seahawks were 32nd last week.
No, they were not. The Seahawks are way up. They're not way down like we would say. Seattle is now 16th. Atlanta is 21st. Number 30.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One, sunshine. Just think of that.
L.A. Chargers?
Nah, they are tied for 29th with another team that shares the same stadium with them. Can you believe that?
The Rams.
The Los Angeles Rams, wow, and Los Angeles Chargers are tied at 29th at 50% on third down. Miami is number 31.
Wow.
And then they are the only teams that are at 50% or higher. The other 28 teams in the league are 48% on down. And there are three people are in the 20%, and the Jets are with that.
I mean, it's just take whatever you want. We were all convinced that this defensive front would create so much pressure, that it would cause so much havoc.
Yep.
Through four games, how many sacks do you think they have combined as a
probably
team?
Probably about five or six.
Seven.
Okay.
They are 26th in the NFL in sacks.
But see, the thing of it is this, and I whenever a player has a great year, you always want to see what's he going to do to add on to that thing next year. I don't know if it was anything new added, whether individually or scheme-wise.
They're giving up
417, jump up,
okay? Yeah. Hold on.
I've heard all these numbers. I got them. They're embedded now.
Well, Lord knows you're better at numbers than I am, but they're giving up 417 a game, 28th in the NFL. When Ron Rivera in his postgame comments says, we got to be realistic.
Uh-huh.
When the head coach.
But that's what I want. Like a lot of fans, they get upset at media when we say stuff. I don't think I've said nothing that I haven't heard Ron state. And yesterday he said, look, basically, like, you know, the little thing we do on TV where they go, what didn't he say?
Right.
What he didn't say was, we got by this by the skin of our teeth, and if we don't get this thing right, things are about to go way south on us. That's what he didn't say. Because look at
this. Absolutely.
The teams that are coming up, New Orleans is 44.6% conversion as an offense. You got Kansas City, they convert 64% of the time. So you giving up 60%, they convert 60, that's going to be a problem. Dallas gives up 50, converts 50% of the time. Green Bay converts 44% of the time. This is what you have coming down the on the schedule now.
Oh, yeah.
And those are teams that you better be able to try and do something to, because basically when they get on third down, they normally go, they're going to get it first.
Got this tweet from Mike Scaff. He says, I've been a fan for 40-plus years, and it's beyond frustrating to see receivers consistently wide open in the secondary. Hmm. Guys are running free. Free.
As I watched yesterday, I'm looking, and I see us in like, we're on a defense. But that's what I, when I mentioned, when we asked the question last week about coaches or players, and I say it's both, you know? And you can, because like what I'm looking at, when you're in third and four, and your receiver, your defensive back is lined up at 6 to 8 yards, and he takes two steps, all the receiver does is run off the ball and turn, and the ball is there. He gets caught, he catches the ball beyond the first down marker. You can't stop somebody on third down if you're not inside of it. You're always outside the numbers. And that, to me, that's not player. That's scheme. Because both sides are lined up the same place.
Are we ready? Are we ready to open the phones up? I think it's time.
Yes.
Lanville, is it time?
Yeah.
Let's get to my guy, Earl. Earl is on, there's like a red arrow there. All right, let's go to Daryl in Columbia. Daryl, you're on with B. Mitch and Finley. What'd you think of that win yesterday, buddy?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good morning, and thanks for taking my call. You know, I kind of enjoy the offense, man. It's a lot of fun to watch. You know, the defense, man, is definitely a major, major disappointment. But, you know, I don't know. I just think that our owner somehow always seems to give these coaches carte blanche on everything. You know what I'm saying, man? They have control of everything as far as they're picking, you know, that of course they're assistant coaches, but they're also picking you know, just like with Revere, I think he has too much power, man. You know, he's even getting ready to pick our name, the team's name. And so, you know, when I look at Dallas last year and they had Nolan as the defensive coordinator, Jerry Jones didn't go to McCartney and ask him, who do you think we should get as a defensive coordinator? He went and got Dan Quinn. But Rivera knows that a lot is missing, especially on that defense. But, you know, sure, man,
Thank you, D. Appreciate the call, buddy.
I think the thing about this is, this is the first time a coach came in with this much power.
Oh.
And I think
a lot of that
came in based off of what was transpiring off the field as well. But I'll ask a question. Since he used Jerry, how many playoff games they won in the last 25 years? That way hasn't worked either.
Here's what we got to do. When we return, you got to hear what Bobby McCain said. And generally, when folks start blaming the media, is because they don't want to look in the mirror. You got to hear from Bobby McCain.
All you have to do is look at the film. He'll see how horrible he was.
We're going to hear from Bobby McCain. We're going to dig in on the Washington defense, taking your calls. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Everybody wants to talk about Jack Del Rio. I got a couple thoughts there, too. Next on The Fan.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.